Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yes, in our study of 1 John chapter 3, we were taught that as Christians, we miss out on so much the Lord has for us because we fail to apply ourselves in study the Word. Listen closely as we start there today. I used to jokingly say that I made one C and the rest were D's, and my dad told me I was concentrating too much on one subject. Well, that's not really true, but it is funny. But, you know, there was much that I missed out on that I was sorry for afterwards because it really restricted, not only in college, but restricted in life because there are things I did not learn that were there for me to learn. And so, because I did not learn those things, and because they were much harder, it may have even taken away from my own home life and growing my own children. Now, I remember going to college. You know, people get out of jail on probation. I entered college on probation. Now, somehow God blessed and used the hard work. And I mean, when you've got two children and at the time, and you have a third one while you're in college and you're working 40 hours a week and trying to go to college, it's hard. But we passed and ended up in the top 5% of the class. And yet, it was just hard, hard work that may not have been as hard had I just had the wisdom to do what I needed to do when I was supposed to do it in high school. That's what's called temperance, doing what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it. So my lack of temperance in high school cost me a lot of problems when I was a young married man and with a young family and trying to follow the ministry to which God had called me. Now, I say all that, say, by context then, this passage could include newly saved people, or it could represent Christians who never grew much more than the toddler stage after their salvation. As you read these last verses in the book of 1 John chapter 3, starting there with verse 17 and then verse 18 where we are right now. So, it's very important because too many of us have a lot to learn. And it's there for us. We're just not taking advantage of it. You see, you can get up early in the morning, spend an hour with the Lord in His Word. But sleep seems to be more important because we stayed up so late the night before watching television or something else that was our pleasure, that appealed to our play. And so they never really get out of the toddler stage of Christianity after their salvation. Now, do you remember back in chapter 2, verses 12 through 14? I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for His name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, okay, because ye have known Him that is from the beginning. They've stayed right there with Him. They've never abandoned the fundamentals of the faith. They stayed true to the Word. And then He says, I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. How did they become strong? The word of God abiding, living in them, being strong in them, accomplishing things in them. You see, an analysis is, little children, at least you are saved. Fathers, you know him. You've experienced much with him and have power in prayer. Now that your body can't do what it used to do, you still have power, perhaps greater power in prayer. Young men, your laborers, who both overcome worldliness and deceit so that you could do that work of God that he'd have to do, doing the work of God through the local church in a holy way that is well-pleasing unto him. See, that's the essence that is there. And basically, that passage is showing us stages of growth in Christian life. Now, we all love newborn babies. They're so cute. But if they don't mature past that, their mind doesn't mature, their body doesn't mature, and 20 years later, it's not much of a difference in their mind and understanding, then it's a hard thing to see. It's a shame when Christians cannot get past the toddler stage in their Christianity, when they must be entertained. Church must entertain you. It must be fun and convenient. Convenient? Yeah, why do you think churches now just have one service on Sunday and they've cut out Sunday school? Why is it churches on a Wednesday night may have some children's programs, but for adults they'll have programs on sewing and hunting and other things of that nature and a very light thing on Bible study, if any at all? It would be nice that when young people are graduating from high school, they are also graduating from toddlerhood. And they could be the young men and the young women who are in active duty, serving the Lord with their all, standing against the temptations of this world and sin. Then those old folks, the senior citizens who are faithful to all the services and are prayer warriors in the church. But we have live stream from our church services that people can watch. We have people that go to our church that watch it. They watch it because of maybe a couple reasons. One, senior citizens just can't see at night. And so it's dangerous for them to get out and drive. And there's nobody really going out to pick them up from the various way they're laid out in this community. And so that really works out well for them. And I'm glad because they can watch us on the live stream. Some listen to us on radio in our community. And I praise God for that. Others, well, they just sometimes have physical needs that come up. Maybe a job, maybe something else, but just keep them so that they can't really make it there. But the ones that just say, oh, I'm tired. I don't feel like getting dressed up to go to church. I don't feel like getting dressed up, do this, do that. Can you imagine a loved one of theirs dies, a child or a spouse, and I'm supposed to preach the funeral? And they all get there and I'm not there and I don't show up. It's 10 minutes past time to start. They give me a call. I said, why aren't you here? I said, I was just too tired. I just didn't feel like going today. Well, they would be upset, and rightly so. They'd be very upset. Why? Because it was showing disrespect for their loved one. Oh, why is it wrong to show disrespect for your loved one, but it's not wrong to show disrespect for God and his house? when he said, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the matter of some is. Some people legitimately cannot make it to a local church. But when you can and you don't, you say, well, I'm going to stay home and watch it. You've got a problem. You've got a problem. I've seen people that say, I can't see at night to drive, and so therefore I don't go to church at night. And again, as I said, I understand that completely. I don't hold that against. But I do have a problem with it. If they go out to eat at a restaurant at night and they go other places they want to at night, then I have a real problem with that, because they're just living a lie that they've only convinced themselves, but not God, who is the one they have to convince. Now, I know the world would probably agree with them a whole lot more than they would agree with me on that. But my friend, it's not the world that we give an answer to, it's God. But it also says something about our love for God. Let's not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Now we're getting to see the love aspect involved. And that brings up another thought on my little children. And that is, again, this was the favorite way of a teacher in addressing his students. Doesn't that remind us of John 13, 34 and 35, where he says, my little children, don't you like that? My little children. A terminology of love. My little children. And in John 13, 34 and 35, he said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. He loved us as his children. He loved us with his heart. He loved us with his life. Yes, God loves you. Jesus loves you. He says, let's love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Now, that is another reason why I said earlier on this study that we abandon the standards of the past, and so we feel like we have to attack the forefathers just like we do in America in our history. Now we try to say that every president and every good leader we ever had was nothing but immoral, filthy, low down, a thief, and a whole bunch of other things in order to try to justify bringing in their sinful, pernicious ways. And so they change history. Some try to change the history of the church. They try to change the history of the Bible to fit in with their own pernicious ways, their false philosophies and thoughts. And that shouldn't be.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's true. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website, and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.